Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Jennifer Courtney. Jennifer is a challenge director, as well as the director of communications for Classical Conversations Multimedia. She is married to her high school sweetheart and lives in Oklahoma with their four children.
I do not yet know what my children will be called to do in this life. I do not yet know what my Challenge 3 students or my Challenge 2 students will be called to do. But I do know this, all of these children will be called to two jobs. They will all be called upon to be citizen leaders in our republic, and they will all be called upon to be ministers of the gospel. When I originally wrote this article, I was in Austin, Texas on the final day of the Texas State Championships of NCFCA, the National Homeschool Christian Speech and Debate Association. Recently, my son had begun participating in team policy debate. As a parent, I was called upon to judge impromptu speeches, extemporaneous speeches, and interpretive speeches, as well as Lincoln Douglas and team policy debates. This experience reinforced the speech that I myself have been giving to my challenge students and to parents across my state. This message bears repeating. All children will be called to be citizen leaders and to be ministers of the gospel. Having this perspective sheds light on the importance of speech and debate. Our children must be able to think clearly, to reason well, and they must be able to articulate the truth, to speak persuasively about it. Both of these skills require a great deal of practice. In Classical Conversations, we teach the children to think clearly by teaching formal logic in Challenge B and again in Challenge 2 and Challenge 3. We teach them to expand their thinking by reading classic literature and discussing timeless ideals with their families, their peers, and their tutors. We teach them to think clearly by paying close attention to details in math, science, and Latin. In this way, we hope to train them not to be taken captive by the false reasoning of others. See Colossians 2:8. However, it is not enough to learn to think and reason well if our students cannot share those lessons with others. Teaching them to think without training them to share the truth with others would be the equivalent of them hiding their light under a bushel. As Jesus said, quote, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Matthew 5:15, New International Version. Our children are called upon to radiate the light that they have been given so that others are irresistibly drawn in. If we can teach them to reason well by teaching logic, how then can we teach them to speak well? We teach them to speak eloquently and persuasively by pursuing the classical art of rhetoric. In Challenge 1, students practice the lost art of rhetoric by learning the principles of debate and by reading Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew aloud. In Challenges 2 through 4, students continue to practice speaking by reciting lines from Shakespeare, reading American plays aloud, delivering expository and impromptu speeches, and engaging in both team policy and Lincoln Douglas debates. The week previous to me originally writing this article, my Challenge 3 class had debated the issue, quote, "It is resolved that the United Nations should change the territorial status of Puerto Rico." In order to complete this exercise well, my students had to research the history of Puerto Rico and to define the rights and responsibilities of U.S. territories. The affirmative teams had to find recent arguments to prove the benefits of Puerto Rico becoming a state, while the negative team had to argue that the status quo, in other words, things as they currently are with Puerto Rico as a territory, that this is not a significant problem. In other words, these students practiced the skill of being informed voters. Many parents and tutors fear speech and debate because these subjects are unfamiliar and because they and their students have so much to learn about other, quote, core subjects. I felt this way the first year I tutored Challenge 3 many years ago, but I have learned there are some simple and enjoyable ways to learn about speech and debate. First, I would urge you to attend a debate in your local challenge program. If you're just establishing a challenge program, try to find an NCFCA tournament in your region. These are usually scheduled between January and May. NCFCA welcomes parents who wish to observe and even judge speech and debate events. Local NCFCA club instructors are often willing to come and present a brief overview of speech and debate events to your challenge class. Over the years, I've had several competitors from these local clubs come and talk to my challenge classes to give them the basics of team policy or Lincoln Douglas debate or impromptu speaking. Finally, take a deep breath and dive in with your class. All of you will learn much by simply trying it. To summarize, our students must practice the skills of speech and debate in order to fulfill their two inevitable roles, that of citizen leader in a democratic republic and that of minister of the gospel. In order to become responsible voters, students must be trained to research, record, and relate. In other words, they must research issues in order to make informed voting decisions. They must be able to record their findings in an organized way in order to shape them into a logical argument. Finally, they must be able to relate their ideas to others in order to be leaders. In order to become effective ministers of the gospel, our students must engage these same skills. They must search scripture to refine answers to the questions of our times, research. They must memorize scripture and form logical arguments in defense of their faith, record. Finally, they must share the truth with others, relate. Again, those three R's are research, record, and relate. Have high expectations for yourself and for your students. As Thomas Edison once said, quote, "If we did the things we are capable of, we would astound ourselves." And now a footnote. In the years since I have had written this article, Classical Conversations has released a new resource for beginning debaters called Tour Guide Debate, and a second handy notebook reference that is a trifold laminate called Trivium Tables Debate. Both of these will give you and your student the basics to get started in speech and debate. Happy speaking!
This has been a presentation of Writer's Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.